current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's segment of News Right Now, Provocations. A quote-unquote Christian Crusader March was organized in Dearborn, Michigan, with organizers promoting an openly anti-Islam message. The march was advertised with the sign, quote, "Stop Islamification of America," end quote, and the demonstration was serious enough for Dearborn officials to move a city council meeting to a different location. Police had warned residents not to confront the protesters, saying the groups were coming to provoke a reaction and attract attention. Dearborn is home to one of the largest concentrations of Arab and Muslim Americans in the country, making the march more than just another political demonstration. For Muslims, it clearly shows that our faith and identity is an open target in our own communities. The situation in Michigan is part of a wider growth in anti-Muslim sentiment across America. In Texas, Governor Greg Abbott recently opposed plans for Muslim prayer washing or wudu facilities at airports. Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport eventually dropped plans for the facilities after Abbott threatened to review state funding. Although the washing stations could be used by anyone, the controversy turned into a simple religious accommodation into a political issue. This is not only about one airport or one governor. It shows how easily ordinary Muslim practices can be presented as something dangerous or threatening. Similar rhetoric is also being seen in Michigan, where Muslim candidates and communities are facing attacks based on their religion rather than their ideas or public record. Although it's believed that Muslims are making important political gains, what should be clear for us by now is that these so-called victories have not and will not remove the fear and vulnerability many Muslims feel. This month, Abdus Sayyid, quote-unquote, made history in Michigan by becoming the first Muslim nominated by the Democratic Party to run for the U.S. Senate. Yet, having Muslims in office does not mean Muslim communities are safe from hostility or discrimination. Even as Muslim candidates gain public support, they still face attacks because of their faith, names, families, or beliefs. His candidacy has also sparked a surge in anti-Muslim rhetoric, notably for prominent Republican figures like President Donald Trump and Representative Nancy Mace, who portrayed Sayyid and other Muslim public officials as threats to national security. This creates a painful reality. Muslims may have representatives in government, but their identity will still make them targets. Let us not be naive and think that winning seats in office shall automatically remove the fear of being hated, threatened, or rejected by the wider society. The lesson to learn here should be clear for us. Until Muslims have their own political power and policy capable of protecting their interests, they will remain vulnerable to hate, provocations, and rejection. The challenge is not simply to win elections, but to build a political future in which Muslims are no longer threatened as a community that must constantly prove that it belongs. As an ummah, we need a clear political vision rooted in our deen, our beliefs, and our values. We must build communities that are confident in who they are, organized by their interests, and strong enough to protect their people. This is rejecting the current system completely and working to establishing the Islamic Khilafah system, which will ensure that the justice and honor of Muslims is always upheld, bi'idhnillah. May Allah hasten this for the Ummah and grant them the izzah they lack today. Ameen. Jazakum Allahu khairan for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.